potential visit to Kyiv. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That according to Ukrainian President Zelensky, who said he will meet with Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin today. Fox's Matt Fitt has the latest from Lviv.
Ukrainian President Zelensky was very direct about what he expects from the American dignitaries.
You can't come to us empty-handed today, and we are expecting not just presents or some kind of cakes. We are expecting specific things and specific weapons.
In the port city of Odessa, Russian missiles striking a neighborhood yesterday, killing at least 8 people. Also on Saturday, the Ukrainian military says it destroyed a Russian command post in Kherson, killing 2 generals. President Zelensky's chief of staff tells Fox News he expects President Biden will hopefully visit this country as well.
The White House has not confirmed the visit. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt on NBC's Meet the Press said the U.S. should return diplomatic staff to Kyiv.
I think we ought to be thinking about reopening our embassy there. And if the Ukrainian people can stay, I think our diplomats are willing to be there.
The U.S. pulled diplomatic staff just before the invasion. Recovery crews in Texas continue to search for a National Guard soldier who went missing Friday after jumping into the Rio Grande River to save 2 migrants. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul on Fox News Sunday compared the border influx to the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Putin invaded Ukraine. We have an invasion in my home state, right on the border, every day. 2.5 million.
There are bipartisan calls on the White House for the CDC to reverse plans to lift Title 42 next month. Authorities in Nebraska say wind-driven wildfires sweeping the state contributed to the death of 1 person and injured at least 3 firefighters. Blazes have been reported in 12 counties around the state since Friday. America is listening. Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
There's been an increase of homeless deaths in Los Angeles driven by drug overdoses.
Nearly 2,000 homeless people died in Los Angeles County during the first year of the pandemic. That's a whopping 56% increase from the year before, driven mainly by drug overdoses, not the COVID-19 virus. But a report from L.A. County's Department of Public Health shows the pandemic did cut people off from mental health and substance abuse treatment after services were drastically reduced to prevent the spread of the virus. Methamphetamine was involved in the majority of deaths at 75%, roughly the same as the previous year, and authorities said the pandemic probably intensified an already growing drug and overdose problem driven by the prevalence of fentanyl. Sal Giancrasso, Fox News.
Every U.S. state now has an equal pay law. More from Fox's Paul Stevens.
Mississippi will soon become the final state with a law requiring equal pay for equal work by men and women. Republican Governor Tate Reeves signing that bill this past Wednesday. It becomes law on July 1st. A 1963 federal law requires equal pay for equal work, but Mississippi was the only state without its own law since Alabama enacted one back in 2019. That new Mississippi law gives workers 2 years to file a lawsuit when suspecting illegal pay discrepancies. There are some equal pay exceptions in the bill, including seniority, merit, and quantity or quality of work. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
NASCAR Cup Series action gets underway this afternoon at Talladega. Joey Logano, who crashed last year at Talladega, will be among today's drivers.
Luckily, I was okay. Everything was fine. And, you know, let's see another day. Next-gen cars are a lot different than last year's cars. They're a lot safer, especially from a rollover perspective. So feel good about it. I think our Shell Penske Mustangs got some speed today. And we just got to work the plan, right? It's a long race. You got to work the plan.
The green flag waves at 3 p.m. Eastern. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.